Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young bros in the schoolyard.
Podcast.
This is the Chris and Danny podcast, and again, we have James Enochs here in studio with us.
Hello again.
And once again, Brian Hunter.
Hello.
Now, this time we're going to talk about animals and which animals we think would win in a fight. And this originally came up because we were asked a question by a friend of ours who would win in a fight between a silverback gorilla or a Kodiak bear.
And we all agreed unanimously that it was gorilla. Kodiak grizzly bear.
Okay, so anyway, Jamie, let's just go over. Jamie, who do you think would win in the fight between a Kodiak bear and Kodiak grizzly bear and a silverback gorilla?
I feel like we've talked about this for
two years. Let's just go around.
Interesting anymore.
Let's just go around and say.
I just want to say what we
who
think.
It is. Don't give reasons. Let's
no
just
reasons.
Take
We're
roll.
Not going to try to talk about this.
Kodiak grizzly bear,
silverback gorilla.
Silverback gorilla.
Three to four. It's unanimous.
Stacked room. Okay, we're not going to argue that, though. But right. We're not going to solve that debate. What we're going to try to do today...
we're going to solve other debates.
...is we're going to bring up other...
we tackle issues.
...debates that we actually think we can solve. For example, who will win in a fight, a rhino or a hippo? Jamie.
That is tough.
All right, Chris.
Have you guys pondered this?
Me? Brian's ahead of me.
Brian, then.
Am I?
Yeah, we gotta go in order, counterclockwise.
Man, that is rough. It depends on the situation.
Okay.
It depends on the
well, they both. We have to assume they have a beef, that they both want it bad.
Is there water or is there land?
There is water and there is also land, but...
This is an amphibious environment.
There is water and there is also land. There's a cage around them. Let's assume there's a cage around them.
There's an octagon.
Okay. It has eight sides, this cage.
Is there a roundout rule?
Water, part water and part land in there.
Octa Creek.
Is this big?
It's very big.
Okay, because it would have to be big for the rhino, because rhino's all about the charge.
Right, that's true.
He needs to get up to 35 miles an hour, which is how fast he tops out.
Tops out at 25 miles an hour, I think. Something like that. Yeah, hippos are very fast.
Yeah, they're damn fast. Man, that is tough.
And they're hungry.
Hippos?
Excuse me. Well, I had Mattel, whatever. Who made that after you?
So...
I know the answer, but it's just not my turn.
All right. I say a hippo will win because a hippo could probably fight on land and water. Mm-hmm. Whereas a rhino, if it gets to water, the hippo's going to, throw it down.
It.
But the hippo is also super aggressive and mean.
Yeah.
That's true.
Rhinos are super aggressive.
Rhinos mean as shit.
Yeah. They're blind, though, almost.
I heard
blind with rage.
Really
well, this isn't going to be a marathon. The rhino's going to finish it fast. They said the rhino's going to finish fast.
It's true. If he gets
he's going to knock him out in the first round.
Yeah, if he knocks him out at all. That's a good point.
Which he will.
So, Chris, who do you think is going to win this battle?
Rhino. All
right. Brian.
If for no other reason because he's short and he has that huge horn and he's going to buck him. He's going to uppercut him with the horn.
A hippo outweighs a rhino, actually.
Wait, doesn't matter when you've got a horn.
That's what Miles Davis said.
I'm going with the hippo. Female hippo.
I say hippo.
I say rhino.
Split decision.
Yeah.
Well, two hippos in the middle.
Here's the thing. A hippo outweighs it, and they bite like crazy.
Outweighs it by a lot, too.
And,
we looked this up once.
Yeah, they...
When you're as big as a rhino and as a hippo, and the rhino's not that much smaller, then it's going to come down to fighting skill and what kind of tools they have. And I think the rhino is better equipped.
You are just hooked on this rhino's tool / horn.
Well, what does a hippo have?
It has crazy teeth. It has a huge, huge mouth. Their mouths are...
Yeah, try taking a bite on that horn. You think he's going to want to open his mouth around that thing?
I also think that the rhino has incredibly burly skin.
That's true.
That was all, that's another thing I forgot to mention. The rhino's burly skin.
You know?
All right. We'll call this one a push.
That's what turned me.
Okay. I have another one.
Me too.
Go ahead, Chris.
No, that's what turned me. Go ahead.
Oh. A parrot or a piranha?
Whoa.
A parrot or a piranha?
So there's a pool and...
No, here's the thing. It takes place in a gravity-free chamber.
Well, then, how do they move?
I don't understand this.
They, like, a piranha can just, you know, use its fin.
Somehow no gravity, but there is an atmosphere?
Yeah, what, they are they confused. Are they in a space station? Is that what
they, I'm saying? They both have. Hang on, they both have like free range motion.
Okay.
The fish, we've hooked up some type of machine.
They're fighting on the moon.
Basically, we've hooked up some type of device that transfers the fish's gills.
I think that this gives an advantage to the piranha because it's used to a situation where there's less gravity, whereas the parrot is used to gravity.
Why haven't we put parrots in space yet? Think about it. Wouldn't that be... We need to see how they're going to react to zero gravity. That'd be awesome. Who wouldn't want to see that?
Yeah, but why a parrot? We're gonna
have space animals that fly, that they'd be trying to flap their wings and they'd get all disoriented.
Like, here's what I feel like. I think the piranha, too, for kind of what Jamie's saying, because the piranha, as it wiggles its tail without the... You know, yeah, exactly. It's used to being able to go in any direction equal amount of resistance, whereas the parrot, when it flaps its wings, it's going to propel itself unbelievably fast. Like, it's going to take a while for it to learn how to...
You're somehow envisioning a situation where there's no gravity, but there is, like, an atmosphere, which is...
Wait, it won't work? If it uses its wings, it won't move at all.
Because there won't be anything for it to push against.
Maybe, you're right, I don't understand no gravity.
And can parrots fight at all?
They're mean and they have crazy beaks. I feel like and it's bigger than the piranha, too.
It's way bigger than crazy. The
piranha. One-on-one, this is a close match.
That's why the gravity-free chamber.
How big is a piranha?
You ever watched a piranha, though? Yeah. I mean, they're not as crazy as they are let on, like, on movies and things.
But, okay, here's the thing. The
piranha, you know what? I've been thinking of an electric eel.
What?
He said piranha, and I kept thinking about an electric eel.
In that case,
I would vote for the eel.
We're going to put the scent of blood in the piranha's nose, so it constantly smells blood, so it's in a frenzy.
Okay.
Is the parrot in a frenzy? Or does he just have a foul mouth? Because the parrot can talk some shit and scare the piranha.
Like what?
I don't know. A bunch of shit about crackers.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. Piranha, I guess.
It's hard to say. Given it's a gravity-free chamber, I'm going to go with the piranha. But it's going to be hard for them to move around. It's just going to be whoever accidentally bumps into the other one.
But if the parrot gets the piranha in its mouth, game over.
It's true.
And the piranha has to take, like, it has to nibble its way through the parrot.
I don't know about that.
Once it latches on, it can't, it's like having, that would be like having a, I guess, the like a dog. More... If a dog latches onto you, not a full-size dog, but a, you know, average-sized dog latching onto you, it doesn't win. It's held onto you, but you're constantly, I'm going to punch it in its face.
Which is actually my plan if a dog attacks me. I swear to God, that's my plan.
Okay, that's a good one. Me versus a pit bull.
That's another tough one.
Well, I think a human...
I have no tools, and I'm naked.
Well.
That does change things.
Yeah.
Makes your it hands a lot more be, sexier.
I mean, your hands will be guarding your cock the whole time.
Yeah, they'll be hiding in modesty.
But I think if it's down to a life or death fight, a human versus a dog... I think a human's going to win anyway, because you're just going to beat the shit out of that dog.
Well, we know that's not true, though.
Yeah.
Because pit bulls have killed people.
Definitely.
Pit bulls killed children.
No, pit bulls have killed humans. I mean, like, at least
they haven't killed people that were naked in a situation where they knew they had to kill the dog with their bare hands no matter what. They were freaking out, hoping for someone to come rescue them. Yeah,
that's a good point.
I
tend to agree with you.
I think you just bash the dog in its head, grab its mouth.
But have you ever, you can't, once a pit bull closes its jaws, you can't open them, Chris. You think you can pull them apart, you can't. You just have to knock the dog out.
Yeah.
And that, I don't know how easy that's going to be.
Depending on where he gets you. Yeah,
yeah, depending on where he gets you. If he has you good, because they thrash their head like crazy. If he gets an artery in your leg and he starts thrashing his head, you're going to be bashing him for about 30, 40 seconds before you start like getting weak from the pain. I'm being devil's advocate. Well, I think I'm going to beat up people's ass.
If he gets your artery, but that's already basically giving him the fight. You're saying...
Once he grabs onto you, that's true. Once he latches on, he's probably going to stay latched on wherever he grabs. Yeah. That's actually
a disadvantage. You're going to be mean. You're going to gouge the dog's eyes out.
I'm
going to
be gouging like crazy. That's true.
You're going to gouge its eyes out. True.
You're going to put your finger up its asshole.
You're going to tug on its cock and give him a hand job before you die.
I'll try to relax him a little bit.
Get his mind off the fight. Yeah. I have one. I have a really good one.
Okay.
This one takes place in a children's pool in 2 feet of water. Oh, wow. A bobcat versus a shark.
2 feet of water?
2 feet.
2 feet is a lot.
Oh, wait, not 2 feet. I meant to say half of a foot.
Actually, no. A shark can shore itself and attack near the shore.
1 foot of water.
Yeah, but I'm saying a bobcat is like
and a bobcat's a little
The shark is going to win this fight no matter what.
A bobcat is not a mean cat.
It's
not a mean cat.
It's
what if
not,
we do a wolverine against a shark?
But even still, a wolverine does. I don't think either of those have the size.
No.
How big's a wolverine?
Well, it depends on the
sharks.
Sharks
aren't huge.
Are we talking like a great white?
Yeah.
There's no way we're
That's what
about
I thought we were
white.
Talking about.
We're talking like one of these kind of sharks that's like, I don't know, this big.
Card shark?
Maybe like four.
Four and a half,
feet?
5 feet. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I'm saying they're
see,
not equal
okay.
size.
That, then I take the bobcat. Because I was thinking of great white for some reason. I was like, why a bobcat?
The bobcat's
going to be burned alive.
25-foot shark in a kiddie pool.
Well, that might be interesting, too, because where's he going to go?
I know.
I take the bobcat, then, if it's a smaller shark.
I don't know. I don't take a bobcat against a shark.
You don't?
No.
Yeah, that's true. Bobcats aren't that aggressive.
Tiny, they're tiny little things.
Aren't they really quick, though?
Yeah.
But what are you going to do being quick?
Stay away from its face and bite the shit out of its gills?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. That's tough.
All right. Camel versus dolphin.
What?
And it takes place in a swimming pool that is up to the dolphin's... or up to the camel's neck. Up to the camel's neck.
I think you're going to sell out swimming pools watching this show.
Up to the camel's neck. So the camel's head is
like
above water.
This is like a 15-foot deep swimming pool.
Zebra versus a bald eagle. And this takes place in a kiddie pool.
This is weird.
Goat versus a... What are those things called that have the long neck?
Giraffe.
Are you kidding me?
I forgot.
Goat versus giraffe. Well, that's a good fight.
No, it's not.
The giraffe wins?
Because the goat will be butting it in the legs.
Exactly.
But the giraffe is going to be slamming its head down.
It's not. It's going to be kicking it.
Yeah. Well, it'll be kicking and slamming. Multiple attack strategies.
Yes. You know,
that's why I think the goat's going
to
lose.
Run away from the goat, turn around and go, come from like 20 feet away. All
right, Jamie and Brian, you guys have to come up with one.
Oh, the way you guys are going.
Okay, hang on. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to count to three, and then you both yell out an animal.
Yeah, exactly.
And then
Just think of the biggest. Don't just think of the biggest animal.
Try to think of something. Yeah, just think of something creative.
I got it.
Hang on.
Okay, one. Two, three.
Squid.
Kangaroo.
But did you not hear the what it was?
All together?
Yes, you say it together.
Yeah, you heard squid and then you knew kangaroo easy.
No, 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 no. I thought you meant like he's doing two of his and doing two of mine. Okay.
We'll do squid kangaroo.
Squid kangaroo is a good one.
But squid kangaroo sounds like...
Where are they fighting?
Yeah, where are they
in
fighting?
In a zero-gravity kiddie pool. There's no gravity.
Is there water in the...
There's a foot of water, but it's just floating.
Squid kangaroo. What kind of squid? Squids are very, very...
There's a big difference.
I mean, just a...
The kangaroo...
Baby
the
giant squid.
A baby
hold on.
Giant
the kangaroo
squid.
Has a spear gun.
Well, I have a good one.
The kangaroo has a spear gun, and it's like semi-born child is holding it out of its pouch. Yeah.
You beat me to that one.
All right. A lion and a tiger versus a chimpanzee with a crossbow.
Wait. A lion and a tiger
versus a chimpanzee with a crossbow. The chimpanzee has never. No, it's a wide open range, and the crossbow. He doesn't have to learn to load it. We'll just assume it's an automatic crossbow.
Like in a video game or something. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow.
But the chimpanzee has never used this crossbow before.
Man, the lion's gonna be kind.
Well, if he's never used the crossbow before. Then why do we think he's going to know how to use it?
Because chimpanzee... I mean, I could figure out
a crossbow. Yeah, but if he's in the middle of the fight, he's like, fuck, I better learn how to use a crossbow or I'm fucked. The good thing there's one right here.
You might think he's on my...
The chimpanzee sees a lion tiger. I wish they use a crossbow right now.
I should have taken those crossbow lessons.
But the lion and tiger are charging, but from 400 yards.
Okay.
I picked the wrong day to stop throwing my own shit.
Those aren't cat hunting tactics. They don't. That's not.
They've been trained to charge.
They would both be trying to sneak up on it.
They'd be stalking it. Okay. Both trying to sneak up, but there is absolutely no cover. It's in like one of those giant white rooms where they do like photo shot. Photo ops. Photo ops.
Oh shit. Well, goddamn, put it like that.
So every move they make is visible. My question is, do you think that the chimpanzee can figure out the crossbow in time?
I do not. I absolutely do
so
not.
So you think they're gonna kill it?
Yeah.
But here,
do some damage to
what if the
especially the lion. Lions are wimps.
What if the chimpanzee can somehow convince tell like the tiger, like, yeah, you should have heard the shit the lion was saying behind your back earlier. Mm-hmm. You know, like, turn them against themselves.
Yeah.
Chimpanzees are smart.
Closest relative to us.
That's true. All right, one more count to three. Man. And then we're going to end it with that. So, okay, we're all going to yell one. I'm going to go one, two, three, and then we all say our animal.
Okay.
Wait a second.
So, everyone think of an animal.
Everyone think of an animal?
You all have your animal?
Okay.
All right.
I have mine.
One, two, three. Shark riding a tiger.
What? Shark riding a tiger? Yes. Why does the tiger ride the shark?
Because they're on land.
There you go.
It still seems kind of slippery.
I think my 6-foot scorpion is going to beat it.
6-foot scorpion? Mm-hmm. What was yours, Brian?
Just a mongoose.
What was yours, Chris?
A pterodactyl.
This is a good fight.
I think you guys planned this ahead of time.
Brian with the mongoose. Well, first of all, the mongoose is just like a snack for all of them.
Right. Well, a mongoose could take a scorpion, but normal size.
6 foot.
Yeah, I know. 6 foot.
All right, well, that's it. Well, that's all. We're out of time, so we'll see you next time on the Chris and Danny podcast.